had another good week and just got to keep on plugging away. Got to keep on pushing, fighting. Got a couple of more guys that'll be up and ready to roll. Been a good week focus-wise. And from behind the scenes, whether you ever, you know, grasp or do a picture or do a story about something like this is that there's never a guy late. There's never a guy sitting in a chair wrong. There's never a guy not paying attention. And I've said this before, that sometimes managing success, you know, they get it figured out and they don't pay attention to you. Now they're always, again, coach, come on, got to keep on going. We're in this together. That's our room. You know, it's a very structured, cultured room in that respect. And they've been owning up to things that we have to get better. And now there's even been more responsibility and ownership on even on certain types of plays that we repeat and or corrections that need to be made. They need to feel it another way. They need to feel it, you know, this way or that way. And there's been good responses that way. So be another good opponent here. There's a lot of guys on that staff I know and respect. Todd and a few of those guys on that staff I've coached with or been on staffs with before. And so understand the philosophy of what they do. And now, you know, we've got to go out and play better, especially in the second quarter. Got to play better in the second quarter. I know that's probably something you've written about. And again, those things there are a mistake here or there that's more than one guy at the point of attack. When it's one person at the point of attack, then somebody else cleans it up. Somebody else runs it down. And a play that pops is the ones that's the most concerning to me because we're a good effort bunch. And we've got to continue to be more technique proficient and a little bit more scheme proficient in a couple areas. But they've responded well, and we just got to keep on fighting. It's never easy, but there's been no pushback. Questions?
Miles finally ready to roll.
He was pretty close last week, you know. And again, one of the things that I said last week, and I do want you to follow up with this, is that no guy's 100% healthy all year long in this league. When you come out of a training camp, when you come out of a week of practice, if you practice in pads, you know, and we practice hard here. It's been something that's very good with the cooperation that Hugh and how physical we are in practices. That's very good. So there's always going to be issues of bumps, bruises, sprains. He responded very well to that, and I think it was the correct thing that they did on looking out for the player last week. He believes, and there probably could have played last week, but now hopefully it'll be a more productive and it's a much more healthy way to continue on. And we will take a look at the situations we play him in, just like all the defensive linemen. Now, we rotate them, and you see that. And we keep a pitch count on all of them, not just Miles. And depending upon who's playing inside, who's playing outside, and then the multiple places we play some of those guys, we'll do the same thing with Miles. But he's had a good week. He really has had a very good week. There's been a really good look in his eye. And, you know, he's had some private projects behind the scenes that, you know, he's such a smart guy. I enjoy talking to him and some of the other really smart ones about, you know, how do you see this guy? How do you see this situation? And, you know, even if he is a rookie, you know, it's fun to hear and learn something from each and every person you're around. And he's a sharp young man.
You said that, you know, he'd be on a pitch count, and you kind of said, you know, he needs to just play his game. Don't expect too much from him. But what kind of, I mean, what's reasonable to
One of the things that I really enjoyed him about, and this is, I think, a tremendously positive trait, and it's above any physical trait that you could ever measure, is it's more important to Miles than it is anybody else. Miles wants to produce and perform way more than I want him to. And when you're around those kind of people, they're the right kind of people. Also, it was important for me for the first time to be in that situation to him, to where we had to pull him back last week. You want to be able and have to pull them back because they're willing to do whatever it takes to play. That's what he is. And not only, he's not going out there thinking that I'm going to go halfway. Miles is going out there with an attitude that he wants to play, and he wants to play really, really well. So, and that's how he's practiced. That's how he meets, you know, and that's how when he has a chance to talk. You know, one of the things we do with the rookies is that we give him a chance to stand up in front of the room and talk at times, you know, and that's fitting in. And he's fit in faster than hardly any rookie I've ever had a chance to coach because of how humble and how smart he is. But today, he told a joke today, so, you know, and it was good to see him do that. And, you know, it's important for us to smile every once in a while too, okay? It's not poor little old me. And it's competition. And so, you know, he had a good feel for that today. It was neat for him to see that, for me to see that in him too.
Care to share the joke?
Yeah, it's a locker room joke.
How about him and Danny coming back together and what that means to finally have your...
Danny's powerful, and it's good. It'll be good for, you know, whatever rotations that they're in there together. There'll be some rotations that they are in there together, some that they won't be. But again, you know, with Danny, he's a very powerful man, and his game is power. So give our trainers credit, give our doctors credit. You know, they wanted to make sure that, you know, that Danny was ready to go. He probably could have fought through last week too. But, you know, when you're a power-based guy, you know, he's not going to be winning a lot of 100-yard dashes. I tease him all the time about that. And so we're looking for him to knock the line of scrimmage back and play that way, and he's had a very good week, yes.
Denominator in the red zone, some of the problems that you've had there. I think it's 11 of 13 have resulted in touchdowns. What have you seen that you've really focused
on? We do a tremendous, you know, and we've got a very good staff here in, you know, in the scouting area, the analytic area, and then, you know, on the assistant staff that I work with. And, you know, my son's off the chart with all the analytics that, you know, he ran the analytic, or was part of the analytic department in the National Football League offices last year. So we take a look at every little bitty variable, and, you know, and we take a look at point of attack things. We take a look at it from a person to a technique to a call to a position on the field to a hash mark, all those things. So, yeah, you look at that, and more times than not is, you know, right now it's experience. And also it's me knowing a little bit more about each one of these guys experience wise, and then some of the things even were when you take a look at some of the stuff in the preseason, some of the guys that are in there now weren't in there and held them and didn't ever let them get close enough to get down in the end zone. And so now they're playing some more end zone plays, and we've got to do a better job of helping a few guys there, you know, because we'll play zone and man and pressure. And I wish I had that one pressure back last week when here we came and we didn't get it checked. And that's a part of the system, a part of the thing that we do. And Jabril ended up on AJ, and that was an awakening for him too.
Looked like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked like the long – slip screen pass was also off pressure too. I mean,
it was a pressure that two guys had to back. And again, they're both of them were doing everything they could to be right, and just, you know, it's something that we'd rep three times in practice too. And those mistakes, you know, you got to learn from the mistakes. Okay, so there's going to be things that come up each week that maybe they've never seen before. And then there's going to be things that, as a staff, we do a pretty good job of being all-inclusive and, boom, saw it a different way, full speed a different way than it happened. And we still had an opportunity to get him down. And that's even more, I'll say a better word, irritating than the word that I used that day and the word that I used on Monday. So.
Any less reluctant to call pressure?
No. And we can't, because in that situation, it really was a situation where the place for that play. And it just, we didn't execute it correctly. And the people behind that still have to get it down missed. And doesn't happen very often. It's just, it's happened to us a couple of times now, and we've been at the point of attack a couple of times.
And the one at the goal line, you would have liked to see the checkout.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that's part of what we do, and, you know, and Hugh has done a good job with our offensive. We've had a chance to, we've been in that situation already 100 times before where boom, 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 and we play our Mike, our middle linebacker, and sometimes our free safety. They're the quarterback on the field. I was a quarterback, and I've always liked to have the say, too, as an offensive coordinator, have the say, too. So our defense has a say, and we have a check system, and for whatever reason, we didn't check. And then we got to play the play, and so now we got to go. And the ball was thrown about 1.6. So even though we had a free runner in the pressure, the quarterback blocked the pressure by getting rid of it fast. So that's why you want to have a system in place, and, you know, we just didn't execute, and we got to live with the play and move on to the next play.
Rid of the ball quickly. What are you seeing in Josh McCown?
He's done a very good job, you know, and gone against Josh several places before, you know, and he's done a very good job of getting it rid of quickly, and maybe, not maybe, has gotten rid of it quicker than anybody we've played so far. We do a study on that each and every week, and the times have been extremely fast. And so we've got to combat that with, you know, from a few technique things, a few scheme things, and through field position things, we're going to have to try to affect that timing a little bit. And we call that disrupting ball disruptions. And so we've got to do a better job with that in the disruption part of it in this ball game. You'll see us play everything, you know, so we'll play everything that we normally play.
I think just a couple more.
If I remember correctly, I think early in the season, you said that your game plan was to make the quarterback get rid of the ball quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going against the guy who is doing that without obviously giving anything away. But how do you tweak?
You got to be really good spot tackling. And so when you do that, is that force the ball to go to where what spot you want it to go and now be able to have throw, catch, tackle or throw, pass, breakup. And, but, you know, create the spot that you want Josh to throw it to. And it's not as easy as with a veteran as it is with a younger guy. And at 38, that's what Josh is now, right? So he's probably like a coach on the field and has seen an awful lot of things and has been against me or us where I've been before with some of the looks. And hopefully we can, you know, mess a little bit with a few of the looks with giving him a chance to hold a little bit longer. If not, then we've got to do a good job tackling.
You have to be happy with the job the line has done on holding opposition runners like 3 yards a carry. But now with a change of personnel, you're expecting more pressure on the quarterback. That might make you more susceptible to draw plays.
Mm-hmm.
Have you changed your defensive?
You know, one of the things in the run game and again, that was something that really had to be addressed here. And, you know, we spent a lot of time on that, just like in every aspect of the defense. And our guys have really acclimated and adjusted well in how we play knockback in the gap control and how we knock the line of scrimmage back and how, you know, we set the force and everything on run plays. When you have a draw, a screen, like the screen that was the other day, those are slowdown plays. Those are plays that, you know, if they can just line up and run the ball on you, none of those plays come up because they can physically manhandle you. So they're really complementary plays because you're playing very physical on defense. And we say we're not going to slow down just because it's a draw or screen. We've got to recognize it and play it. And in those screens or those draws that you're talking about, our scheme should be okay with that, you know, and then we have to play the screen better. Where we've been before, where I've been before, we've always been a very good screen playing team, and we've allowed that one to pop out on us, and so we've got to do a better job of that. But a screen and a draw is a glorified run. It's just to try to show you a different look and still run the ball. Even a screen is a run after the catch kind of a run play that we talk about.